This is Spreaker Web Radio. At www.spreaker.com, Creo Channels.
What is going on, everybody? Alternative News Talk, Episode 2, Season 2. What's going on, Dale? How are we doing today?
Having a real world day.
Well, that's good. We weren't here last week, and we're going to get into that. We're going to get into religion, and we're going to get into the new time slots. So, before we get into that, we are a live radio show. Everything and anything can happen, so you know what, people? We're going to put up the link to this. While I do that, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. It's only going to take about 30 seconds if you're listening on the podcast. It really won't matter to you. We'll be back.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
We are back. Sorry for the quick commercial break. I had to put the links up on the website. Let's get into it, y'all. Now, obviously, this is a Thursday. Dill, what day do we usually tape on?
Usually tape on Wednesday, but, you know, due to schedule changes, things happen, you know.
Hey, it's a live radio show. Links are going up on the Facebook page, Twitter page. Everything is going up now. So, let's talk about the time. We usually take this on a Wednesday. Well, we're going to switch it back to, we used to do it on Thursdays. Then we were going to do it on Wednesday. Now we're going to do it on Tuesday. If it doesn't go up on Tuesday, then we'll go up on Thursday. So, we'll get the time and the schedule locked into place. Last week I was on vacation. That's why we didn't do a show. I mean, I guess we could have done it, like, live on like a phone or something, but I really didn't want to do that. I want to kind of change up the format as we do. Dill, is there any story that bugs you or anything you want to get on your chest, off your chest while you're on the air?
No. Not really right now. I haven't been paying attention to the news too much myself. Here currently, I'm going to have to hear something.
And another thing, I don't know if you know this or not, Dill, but you know Mitt Romney, he's in, well, is he in Florida tonight? I'm not for sure where he is. Yeah, the president guy.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, what about
him? Well, he's going to have a huge Republican convention tonight. And they're making a big deal about it if you watch the news. I believe.
Yeah, it's the Republican convention down in Florida.
See, I'm thinking it's Florida. Let me Google this bad boy real quick. What would it be under? Republican convention. But anyway, by the way, we're on the subject, and I don't know if we talked about this or not last night, or a couple weeks ago. Who are you going to vote for? Because you can vote for them.
I can vote now.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, I'm not 100% sure.
See, I don't know who I would vote for if I could right now. I still gotta wait. Okay. Well, I'm on ABC News, but anyway. So you don't know who you're gonna vote for if you could? When you do? Alright, y'all. Well, we're gonna switch off of that. I believe he don't know.
I'm sorry, I had some technical difficulties.
It's all good, bro. I'm just covering for you. Oh, he just hung up the phone. I'm solo right now. He'll call me back. That's what you get with a live radio show. And a lot of people come out there and try to be all professional, and I did that season one, and we had a lot of success. But I kind of just want to be myself on here. I think his phone died. I don't think he put it on the charger yet. I'm going to give him a minute, and if not, then I'll give him a ring. But official website of the podcast or radio show is NextGenerationWrestlingSideWill.com/radio. I believe it's under radio, maybe not radio. Yeah, it's under radio, and we have all the archives on that. You can go to Podomac/AlternativeNewsTalk. That's where we went, or Spreaker.com/NGWS. Twitter, we all know it, Twitter.com/AlternativeNewsTalk, and Facebook, Facebook.com/AlternativeNewsTalk. We're going to link those two together, but the official Twitter page of everything is... There he is. Mr. Dillon, welcome back to the show.
I'm sorry, like I said, technical difficulties.
It's all good, man. I was covering for you. That's what we do here up on the show. And I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back, Andy.
Well, see, I'm glad you are. Let's get into the first topic, because I'm not for sure, but I believe you answered that you didn't know who you were going to vote for yet, correct?
No, I was getting ready to say before my technical difficulties. You know, I've really been a fan of the Obama administration, but honestly, just because I didn't like what he did in the past years, I don't know enough about Romney to know that he's necessarily going to be better.
Yeah, I'm playing with sound effects. I'm trying to get the crowd cheering against you and stuff like that. So that's what you heard. Probably the listeners can't hear you, but anyway. You don't know who you're going to vote for yet and stuff like that. And I don't know who I'd really vote for. I do like the vice president for Mitt Romney. I think I get his name wrong every time. Is it Paul Ryan or is it Ryan Paul or something like that?
Paul Ryan. And I've heard he sounds pretty good, but honestly, I don't know nothing about him myself.
Well, here's the thing with Paul Ryan. A couple years ago, he was a senator, right? And he basically put up a law or something to turn down women to open up their businesses like men can as easily. And all the women rights, and women do deserve rights, no doubt about that, but they kind of got on to him. And so he does kind of have a bad rap, but in my personal opinion, I do think, though, that I think he could and has the possibility to be a better president than Mitt Romney. If you really think about it, Mitt Romney is really getting overshadowed by Paul Ryan in the news. If you listen to the news, you watch the news every day, Paul Ryan is more to the focus of the conversation than Mitt Romney. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it seems like it. It's like back when Obama and McCain were going up. You know, they were kind of looking at their vice president as a very key turning point.
Yes. So. And I'm on Twitter right now, and number one trend in the world is #RomneyRyan2012. So if you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Plugs out of the way, and I guess let's cut to the chase, and let's get to the main topic as we're just kind of shooting the shit. Religion. Now, the reason I was thinking about this, I was like, all right, you know, this is a live radio show. We don't plan anything. What are we going to talk about this week? And on vacation, I went to a NASCAR race. And if you think about it, at least in high school football games, they are not allowed to pray. And in NASCAR races, and possibly pro football or pro sports, they can. I'd have to ask Dill about that. Dill, can they pray at pro sporting events? Oh, he's talking to somebody.
Honestly, I'm not sure about that one. I really don't know if it's allowed or if it's just kind of policy that they don't do it. I don't know if there's a rule against it.
Well, you know why everyone can't pray at high schools, because...
Yeah, the government, so... So the national event like that, the government has no control over it. So it's probably more of the policymakers of the team owners or the franchise owner, you know.
Well, I want to get your opinion, though. Do you think it's okay that nationally people can pray at sporting events?
I think people should be allowed to. But, I mean, as a whole, I believe people are allowed to. But, you know, as a whole, you know, you don't have anyone calling anyone to for prayer.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. You have all these groups out there, right? And you have all these people, and I'm going to just go there. They're kind of like tree huggers in the sense of it's a freedom group. Hell, I could probably Google it and find them. I'm not for sure what they're called. It's a freedom group. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Freedom group. Spelled freedom wrong, but it's all good. Freedom group. Yeah, they're called freedom groups. Anyway, you know their site. But anyway, they'll come out of the woodwork and they'll have someone from the community, and I'm really talking more high school base or community base, that you will have someone come out of the woodwork, some weird guy or person that don't like it, and then they'll file a complaint, and then that's how we kind of got the high school sporting events. You can't pray then, and you can't pray during school. Of course, we have the moment of silence, but I still think that's wrong, though, that you cannot pray in school. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree, because, you know, we're supposed to be free. We should be able to do free things, such as that, as long as it's not really hurting anybody. I mean, sure, your feelings may get hurt, but, that's when you use welfare.
Pretty much, but, you know, some people are sensitive and some people don't like it.
Some people are sensitive.
I guess, man, but, I don't know. It kind of bothers me, though, that it's kind of like a, how should I put it? It's kind of like, not repetitive, but kind of like you're supposed to do it. Kind of like you pledge allegiance to the flag. It's kind of something that you should do. You know what I mean? This country was built on religion. It was built on Christianity. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I think it's kind of ridiculous that you can't, but...
I think it is, too. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to just be for the Christianity. It should be, you know, across the board.
True.
You know, as a free American... If you want to go worship that hot dog, well, I don't think the government should be able to tell you no, you can't worship the hot dog. I'm not saying you should go worship the hot dog, I'm just saying the government shouldn't be allowed to say no. You're not allowed to do that here.
Can you talk about it a little bit more? Because I'm reading an outrageous story, and I think you're going to love it.
Okay, well, kind of Phillips is saying, but you know. I mean, is it really hurting anybody for you to sit there a minute and, you know, pray or, you know, just think to yourself or whatever you want to do? I mean, it's a moment of silence. It doesn't have to be called a prayer if you don't want it to. I mean, your feelings are going to get hurt. I mean, this is a free country. As long as you're not, you know, we're founded under the social contract system. We give up some of our liberty per se. What safety are we getting from giving up that liberty?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know of anyone that their religious beliefs say, in order to pray, I'm going to butcher everyone. You know?
Yeah. Okay, well, I got a story for you. Are you ready? I just Googled this, and I just found it. Here, I'm going to read the police report. All right. In Pennsylvania... A man was mowing his lawn out of nowhere, and I'm kind of summing this up and then I'll read it. A man in a Chrysler car stopped the car got out, clotheslined the man who was cutting his lawn, and then fell on him. And then once he got up, he did the Tim Tebow prayer thing, you know, where you get on one knee and you put your fist into your face. Oh, yeah. The guy got clotheslined in his front yard. Here's the report. A driver who's male and bald, wearing sunglasses, allegedly stopped his Chrysler, got out, knocked the juvenile off the lawnmower. So he was on a riding lawnmower and assaulted him in the front yard of his residence, apparently at random. This is what the juvenile said. He clotheslined me off the tractor and landed on me. And then, before he left, I got T-bowed, and he drove away. Now, Dylan, what would you do if you're riding your lawnmower and you got clotheslined from a random person and then got T-bowed?
I would be like, what the fuck?
I would be pretty pissed. I'd be honest.
Do you know the guy, or?
No.
Surely some random person is not going to drive up, get out of their car, and clothesline you off a lawnmower and T-bow.
Dude.
And get back in their car and drive off.
No, it was random. A bald male driver driving a Chrysler vehicle wearing sunglasses got out at random and clotheslined him, then got back in his car and drove away.
Even better, I'd like to ask this guy, what the hell are you doing?
Maybe he didn't like how he was cutting the guy's lawn. You know what I mean? Maybe he didn't. He should have cut it like the way he liked.
That's a long grass cutting method. That just cries my ears. I'm gonna go clothesline him.
I think he's been watching a little too much wrestling, to be honest with you. Because clothesline is a move. So yeah, I just saw that and I thought that was hilarious. Now, I will ask you this. You know, people get assault and battery really, really mixed up.
Yeah.
Now, me and you have both took a law class, and we learned about some laws. Now, in the definition of it, an assault is a threat verbally, okay, or
verbal attack.
A verbal attack.
Nonverbal attack.
Either words coming out orally or on a material. Battery is anywhere from punching to stabbing, to shooting, to touching, to pushing, spitting. Can I go on and on and on and on? Now,
battery requires physical
contact.
Malicious contact.
Yes.
Either with you or an extension of you, such as a weapon like a gun or a thrown item.
Yes.
And assault is the lack thereof, meaning that, you know, you're threatening them, you're doing malicious things, but you're not actually physically attacking
them. Yes. So, me asking you this. First of all, would a court convict a guy of battery off of just this?
Well, I mean, technically, unless there were witnesses, that's just a he said versus he said thing. You really can't do much with that unless there's proof. Like, you know, he has a big old bruise from it, something like that.
Okay. So, if say you're on a jury, would you convict him?
Well, I mean, you know, technically as a jury, you know, you wouldn't, it's just a person who said you wouldn't be able to tell the truth. So, you know, there, I'd have a shadow of a doubt, so I wouldn't, you know, legally I'd be obliged to try and not kill me.
Okay. I want to do one more story because I think it's kind of funny. I haven't read it fully. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. It'll be 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the full story.
That sound more like everyone else than anyone else.
Hey, all right, it's Kip Casper.
Spreaker is the website which turns anyone into a radio DJ. Log on to Spreaker.com for listening to thousands of radio channels and start creating your own radio today.
I have seen zebra at the zoo. Or at the zoo.
Monkeys about the size of the zebras they got here at the local
Oh, okay. All right, y'all, 10 minutes left, and we're going to run down our last story, and me and Dill were talking about during the commercial break. And I quote the title of this article. A Texas mayor killed by a pet donkey. And a small town in Texas is grieving over its mayor, who was killed last Monday from his pet donkey.
It was the mayor?
It was the mayor of a small town in Texas.
Are you sure this ain't Fairly Odd Parents? You know, the mayor's got that chalky to go?
I don't think so, but we can look into it. Now, obviously, because they have done an autopsy, but they're not going to be able to find out the cause of death for a couple months, and the cause of death is still pending. But anyway,
what makes them think it was a donkey that killed him?
Well, let's get into it real quick. The chief deputy, David Soward, that's the cop. Anyway, basically, this is what it sums up to. He said the 500-pound donkey that he kept on the ranch became very aggressive, very mean, and sometimes triggered by female and heat. He told the San Antonio Express News, "We'll probably never know what triggered it, but it's evident that the donkey was involved, based on the evidence at the scene and what we saw on the donkey." He believes that this guy's death was accidental, but we don't know if he was kicked or trampled. We can just summarize, based on the evidence, that is all that's going to happen. Now, the man was 65 years of age. He was elected the mayor of Hollywood Park, Texas, South Texas suburb, north of San Antonio, and this was his first run in public office. And he was a 20-year vet in the Air Force. The donkey does remain in the ranch, and it's up to the family if they want to shoot it. And the service is scheduled for next Tuesday at a local church. He will be buried. So, Dylan, once again, what would you do if your pet donkey, first of all, would you have a pet donkey? Was he a 500-pound donkey?
No, I highly doubt it. He wasn't that big.
That's a big ass, if you think about it. You know what I mean? There you go.
Yeah, that's pretty big. I mean, I don't know what donkeys typically weigh, but that's quite a bit.
Yeah. And second of all, do you have any idea what would trigger a donkey stomping or kicking his owner?
Obviously, I don't know. Did he do some sort of possibly provoke him, or?
Well, the report says that the donkey, for a while there, was very mean, aggressive, and I guess he was just in a very pissed off mood for a couple weeks there.
Probably Nathan. He's trying to look all big and bad.
Now, I do ask this though. It would, at least in my eyes, wouldn't it make sense that the guy was trampled more than kicked to get killed?
Well, horses can kick pretty hard. Men look at donkeys. So, I want to put a pass in for, kicking the right spot to at least, break bones to possibly kill you.
That'd be a bad way to go out.
So.
It really would. Anyway,
yeah.
Honestly, you could probably find out that he either got kicked or trampled, but it's probably just from head trauma that he died, or something got crushed, something like that.
If you kick to the head, definitely knock you.
See, that's what I think. Anyway, y'all, we were here for a good 25 minutes. We're going to get out of here. I'm Andy. He's Dylan. You're talking to the best, or you're listening to the best podcast/radio show out there, y'all. Spread the word, alternative news talk. go to the site, NextGenerationWrestlingSociety.com, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards, Podomatic, Spreaker. Thank you all for producing the show. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back either next Tuesday or Thursday. But if you really want to know what's really going on, go to the Twitter page, go to the Facebook page. It's in the description. For those links, I'm Andy. He's Dylan. Any last words?
Yeah, that sums it up pretty well, Andy. You're quite the host.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next time, y'all, which is next week. Book!